Okay, today is Daf Mem Ches. We're on Mem Ches, by the second line from the top, right? Rabba Verb Zera?
Right.
Right. Today's share is sponsored by Brachi and Kenny Norensberg, Lila Nishmas, Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas, whose yahrzeit is today, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we're up to second line on Mem Ches Amar Aleph. Rabba Verb Zera, Ikla Lebe Reish Galusa. So we're talking about Hatmana, right? So Rabba and Reb Zera. The two topics of today's daf are not going to be about Hatman at all. They're going to be about other things. So Rabba and Reb Zera went to the Reish Galusa's house. Chazilahu Uvda, they saw the servant. The Anach Kuza Demaya, he took a cup of water. Some say that Kuza means a pitcher or a cup. Some say the word kos is related to the word Kuza. He took a pitcher, some kind of pitcher of water. Kuza Demaya. Apume de Kumkuma. And he put it on the mouth of a bigger jug of water to warm up the water. So, Nidhei Rabba. Rabba got upset at that. Rabba got upset at that. Why not? So Tosfos points out that if you leave it there for a long enough time, the water will cook. And that's going to be called cooking on Shabbos. Now, you want to put it there. He didn't have intentions to cook on Shabbos. Not cooking on Shabbos. They're not violating one of the Lama's Malachos. Maybe they just wanted to take the chill out. But the problem is you could forget and leave it there and it's going to boil. So therefore, Robert said, you can't do that.
How is the differentiation between what level the warming goes?
Correct. So exactly. So Tosa says, the answer is Yad Saledes. So if it could reach the stage of Yad Saledes.
Yad Saledes is pretty on top.
Right. So then he didn't like this. If it's not going to reach Yad Saledes, it's not a problem. Okay. Or maybe even if you're going to, I know the rule, it can't reach out to lettuce. So that takes 20 minutes. So I'll move it up to 10 minutes. Yeah, and what if you forget? Right? So he didn't like this practice. Next story, having nothing to do with Hatmana. I'm a labor of Zera. I'm sorry.
Non-Jew.
It probably was a Jew. Probably was a Jew. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter really. But it probably was. I would imagine it was. Only Rav Zera. Maishtan mecham agabi mecham. Why is this different than a mecham on top of a mecham? One mecham. One, like we've had these cases before. But taking the chill out. What's the difference? We allow with all that. So Amale, yeah. Hasam akume lo mokim. Akumi lo mokim means look at Rashi, the first skinny line. Hasam akume mokim. Ha mecham ha elyon. The top mecham gam yeshbo mayim chanim also has hot water. V'atachton eina ela mayimid chomo shelo yafig. You just don't want it to cool off. That's okay. Hacha, but over here ilude komolin. Your mom is heating up the water. Your mom is heating up the water. He wouldn't allow it.
What's the difference? Same as the same case. What's the difference?
So I guess the case is how hot the waters are. If they're both already hot, you just want to keep it, maintain the heat. That might be okay.
Right.
Here, he's like basically going to cook. Who's basically going to end up being cooking water on Shabbos?
They're putting a jug on another jug.
Right, so they have to figure out a case where it's so hot. It's so hot that it can cause cooking. It's unusual. That's unusual. Which is why, if you take water out of an urn and it's sitting in a. That's a cliche already. And you can put it into the bottle and the bottle's not going to cook. It'll get warmer. It'll take the chill out. You take milk from the refrigerator, pour it into a bottle so the milk's cold. Take water from a hot urn, pour it into another cup, so let's say a washing cup, and then put the bottle in there. So you're allowed to do that. It's not going to cook. All you're doing is taking out the chill. See, this must be a case where somehow it's impossible for it to cook. Which is why he said, yeah, but it takes a half hour. Maybe you'll forget. Okay, I think that's the end of Hatmana for today. Hadar then, Chazia de Paras, I'm not sure what this case is. Chazia de Paras das Tudor, he took a some kind of cloak, some kind of garment, right? A kerchief?
A turban.
Apume de Kuba on the head of a jug. The Anach not. Right? And then what happened? Then he turned it up. What? He put a ladle on top. To do what? No. Right? He put a ladle on top. And Nazhei Rabba. Rabba got upset at that also. Amalei, Rabzei Rabmai. What's the big deal? Amalei hashda chazes. Go look. Lebesof at the end, chazia de kama atzerle. He was squeezing it out. He was straining it. Right? Rashi says shayasochto min hamayim shenival lebo. They were squeezing out the water that went into it. Right? Amalei maishna mi parunka. What's the difference between that and a parunka? Amalei. Hasam lo kapar alehu, hacha kapar alehu. By the parunka, you don't care if it gets wet. Over here, you care very much. You're going to squeeze it out. What exactly is going on here?
So why are you doing it? Why are you putting the turban over the...
Because you wanted to get it clean. So it's a question of washing it. Yeah, it's a question of washing it. That's what this gemara is about. No, nothing with that mana. We're done with that mana for today. We'll talk about everything but... What? Yeah, I think so. Rashi says... Schita, what's schita? Schita is a tolda of libun. The tolda, you're squeezing it out. By squeezing it out, you're cleaning it. Rashi says, low cup and im shari v'mayim. You don't care if it got wet. Share lakach asu. That's what it's made for. That's what towels are made for. They're made to get wet. Right? V'lo asu le schita. You're not going to squeeze that out. You ever see someone go to their towel in their kitchen and squeeze it out? That's very unusual. Why? That's what it's made for. But let's say you have a fancy tie or a shirt, whatever, and you get drenched. People will do that. They will. They don't want it to ruin. That's exactly the point.
Why you put it there, I don't know.
I'm not sure what the case is. I don't know. I don't understand what these words mean. Yeah, I don't know. But that's basically the gist. The gist we get. The precise details, I just don't know. Okay, next. Then we said, you're not allowed to do hatmana with tefen, with straw, right? Right? Why not? Because it's a mosif hevel, tefen. Somehow it keeps the heat, is stronger. Baymenei Rav Adabar Masna, me'abaya, muchin shetaman behen. So somehow there's a mistake here in the Mishnah, because it says lo b'tefen, and then we don't talk about tefen. Talk about something else on the list, which is muchan. Either it's a mistake, or it should say lo b'teven v'chulu. Either one. Okay. Anyway, Amar Barmenei Rav Adar Bar Masna me'abaya muchin shetaman behen. This muchin that you use, what a muchin? It's some kind of material. What do they call it?
Flocking.
What does it mean? It's some kind of just like, you know, like random material. But it's not random. It's actually quite expensive. But you're using this muchan, whatever it is, you're using it for atmana. So by you using it for atmana, is it normally it would be muksa. Normally it's muksa because it's really used for business. It doesn't serve any purpose on Shabbos. So normally it's muksa. The question here is, you're using atmana for it. So, in other words, you took the pot off the fire. And now somebody said, muchan, I think you're allowed to use muchan, right? Right?
No,
you're not allowed to. What?
Not when it's wet.
Not when it's wet, only when it's dry. So you take the pot off the fire, and your wife says, ooh, let's keep it in the muchan. That's a good place. And the Mishnah said it's okay. Right? Let's do that. She says, okay, we'll put it over there. So now, did you make it on muksa now? By using it now for your hasmana? For your mutter hasmana, did you make it now? Did you remove the muktzah status?
Machlokes.
No, it's not machlokes. The answer is no. Muchin show taman behen mal talatlam b'shabbes. Can you now move it on Shabbos? Rashi says, einon ela lasos mehen levadin. What you use muchin for is you make felt out of it. Shekorin felter. It's called felter, right? It's felt. Umuktzin hein lemalacha. It's really set aside for malacha. The asurin l'talatlam. I don't want to move that stuff. It doesn't serve any purpose on Shabbos. It's for your work. It's for your shop. The elu shetaman behen, but you put atmana. You did atmana with it. Me amrinan yachtan lahatmana. Since you set it aside for atmana, the ikka toras kli alehen. Now you've sort of made them into a kli. Umutter l'talatlam b'Shabbos olo. Yes or no? So the Gemara says no. Amalei v'chiv neishen lo kupa shal teven. Since you had nowhere else to store it, omer umafkir kupa shal muchin. Now all of a sudden you change the muchan into an item now that you're going to belittle, and now you're going to make it into a kli. Now you can move it. The answer is just because you use it for atmana doesn't mean it's the muksa went away. which is also funny. You don't touch it. Don't touch it. I put the pot right into it. I take the pot out. Don't touch it. Right? Okay. Lema Misaile. Let's say with this supports actually. Tomne in Begize Temer. You can do Tatmana in Gize Temer. Ufite Temer. Fite Temer are already combed. Already combed wool. Uloshonos shall argaman, or strands of argaman is wool, right? Strands of woolen material. Ubumuchin, and also with muchin. And you can't move any of that stuff. Why? Because all that's muksa. Because it doesn't have finished products. Those are in the process products. Not finished products. Really muksa. You can do hatmana there. Okay, you could do hatmana. Doesn't change to take the muksa.
But if you assigned it before Shabbos for that.
That's a different story. Muksa. That's a different story. But it didn't do that. It did on Shabbos. So e mishum ha lo iria. This is not a raya. If this is all you have, this is not a raya. Why? Hachi kamar. Im lo taman behen. If you didn't do hatmana, then aim metal for those. Then for sure you can't move them. But it doesn't mean to say that if you did have mana, you still can't move them. So with an ihachi maila member, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that they're muksa. That's obvious. So ma'adatema, I would have thought chazi lemezaga alaihu. Maybe you can use it. You can use it. I can sit on this. I can put the baby there. It's so nice and soft, and I can do that. I can use it. Kamash blan. No. It's muksa. It's muksa. If you could do hatmana, yeah. Now, can you touch it? No, you really can't. So we haven't. We don't.
You can use it. It's not an active hatmana.
Exactly. So I would have thought. Well, now the muksa went away. Didn't go away. Okay. Right.
Somehow you are doing erev Shabbos because you can't do hatmana on Shabbos.
Yes, you can. If it doesn't, it's not Mosif Hevel.
It has to be before Shabbos. You can't.
No, on shop.
Take something out of the refrigerator, put it on top of your blech.
Yeah, that's not hatmana.
Correct way.
That's not hatmana. Put it on the blech.
The pot and
the thing. That's not hatmana.
No, that's not
hatmana. The truth is, Monty's right. The truth is that Rashi holds that hatmana. But you know who else holds that hatmana?
No, we hold
that hatmana. Hatmana, it's not submerged anywhere. It's on the fire.
It's completely all around.
Right. Think about that. You know who holds that? What Monty's saying is hatmana. Somebody called him a chaber. He holds that hatmana. We don't hold like that. I don't know what Sfardim do. To be honest, I don't know what Sfardim do. The Mechaber holds that hatmana. Even though, if you ask, is that hatmana? Hatmana means insulating. Not insulating anything over here. It's on the open fire. The Mechaber holds that it's very complicated. The Mechaber, we must say it's not hatmana. Which is why, if you find a heter way that's not, a problem with the cooking and the shihi and the achzara, you could do that. We put a pot on top of a pot, whatever you're doing, right? That's not a problem.
You can't do hatmana on Shabbos.
You can do hatmana on Shabbos if it's not Mosif Hevel.
No, only Erev Shabbos.
That's if it's Mosif, even if that's an Erev. Normally, what can you can't do something on Erev Shabbos? What?
How other way do we do hatmana on Shabbos itself?
We really don't.
We don't do it on a.
We don't.
Not on Shabbos. It can't insulate with any substance.
What?
Shabbos, you cannot insulate with any substance. He says.
How do you do it?
No. If you let's say you have an urn, you put it, you pour into a cup. You could take a towel and put it on top of that cup so it doesn't get cold right away. You could do that on Shabbos. That's hatmana.
Avol tom lebehen because you're in Yibeshim. What do you mean? If it's not dry, if it's dry, not Erev Shabbos. Yes,
no,
before Shabbos.
Yeah, no. Before Shabbos, you can do anything. There's a gzera. You can't do hatmana because there are Mosif Hevel because maybe on Shabbos you'll come to be busy with the coals. It's okay. Yeah, it's complicated. No, it's very complicated. What were you saying?
No, you could let's say you take something hot on Shabbos, like from your urn, you put into a cup. Then you don't want to get cold. You put a towel on top. You could do that. That's hatmana.
Correct.
So we allow to do that on Shabbos.
Right. That's all the
insulating before the Shabbos. The materials that add heat was
prohibited. Add heat.
Right.
If it doesn't add heat.
No, I know that. It says here.
The truth is that if you do that, you have an urn, and you in the old days they used to do this. In the old days, like 20, 30 years ago, they'd wrap the urn in a towel. Why would they do that? Because it leaked out air. Leaked out more.
They did it for the urn, not for the.
But at the end of the day, the water now is getting the water inside is that's hatmana. The question is the Mosif Hevel or not? It's a complicated shaila. Right now, Shlomo Zalman had a famous chumrah. I don't know. Like Shlomo Zalman said it. Shlomo Zalman held that a crock pot is hatmana.
When we do it today is
What do you mean?
We'll put it inside.
You take a pot.
We have to put it inside with this liquid. We put it inside.
No. You have a crock pot.
Yeah.
A crock pot's composed of two things. The pot, and then that the thing that was with the metal, the heating element.
Right.
The heat, it's a circle, it's an oval shape, and the pot fits into the oval shape.
Right.
If Shlomo Zalman held, that's Hadmana. What are you talking about, the water?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. You're only allowed to do...
For before Shabbos, it's definitely done by Moshe Hebel.
We put a barrier on it.
But before Shabbos you do it, that's right.
You put a barrier on it. Silver foil underneath it.
Silver foil doesn't remove the Hadmana problem. Silver foil removes the Shehiyah problem. Silver foil takes the place of a blood. That's for sure true. Rosh Hashanah Zalman held it had mana. It's a very unusual shita. It's actually his last, the last thing he wrote before he died. That's for sure you have to put silver foil. Now, do you have a crock pot? Crock pot's composed of two things. It's composed of two parts. There's the metal part that no food goes in there. The pot. So that thing, that metal thing, that's where the heat comes out of. That has to be covered with tinfoil. The whole thing has to be lined with tinfoil.
No, that's, what do you mean? No, of course not.
Sure it does.
Not if you put before Shabbos.
Sure it does. But that's, because that has nothing to do with Hadmana. That has nothing to do with Hadmana.
I'm not as shocked as you are.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with Hadmana. That's a separate issue of Shehiyah. That's nothing to do with Hadmana. Now, unrelated to the tinfoil, Rosh Hashanah Zalman held that the actual placing of the pot into this element, which surrounds it on all sides, is also a Hadmana problem.
It is, but...
Now, that is not so simple, because the top is not insulated. The top is exposed. I could just take off the cover and put it back on. So the fact that it's resting nice and snug inside, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, it's a problem. It's the last thing he ever wrote. So people that I'm not, for a while I was nither in this, and I would put, I took a ball of tin foil, put it in there, so that the pot never rested nicely. Then I stopped doing that. For that, we don't use a crock pot anymore. I stopped doing that because I realized that no one else held like this, just Rosh Hashanah Zalman. So I say, yeah, he's in a big tzaddik and a big Talmud Chacham, but no one agreed with that. You hear? No one agreed with that, really. Then I saw people making a chiluk if the crock pot, if the rim of the pot extends out or in, that it is covering a little bit the top. I thought that's already a bit of hair splitting, and then I stopped doing that after a while. But the tinfoil, actually, I think the tinfoil, you really should look into that. The tinfoil, you should look into that. They already want to be the chumra about the ball. That already, people put a rock. That already is a chumra that Rosh Hashanah Zalman thought that was Hadmana. Logically, it's hard to say that's Hadmana.
Correct.
Because it's not covered on top. He felt that it's the same thing. So he's entitled to his opinion. It's a piece, like I said, it's a huge Talmud Chacham. We rely on many of his coolest, many of them. That was the reason I did it. You know what? I rely on so many of his coolest, I should take one of his chumras on. But then I realized it's really a Dati Yachid. Like, I don't know if that was Makubal. Okay, that was way off topic. Anyway, okay, next. Rav Chisda shara lahadure adura lebeisadja b'shabza. Rav Chisda allowed you to put the stuffing of a pillow back into a pillow on Shabbos. This has nothing to do with Hadmana. This is about makab patish. Can you put the stuffing back into a pillow on Shabbos? The stuffing fell out on Shabbos, or before Shabbos, can you put it back in on Shabbos? That's a shaila. So he said it's not a problem. Wait a minute. Matirin beis hatzavar b'shabbos. You're allowed to open up a shirt. In the olden days, when you took your shirt to the cleaners, they would seal the top. They would seal the opening, and then you'd have to open it yourself. They would seal it with thread, and you'd have to open it. So matirin beis hatzavar b'shabbos. You're allowed to undo. You're allowed to undo the knot of the launderer. Avalo poskin, but you're not allowed to open it to begin with. When you buy a new shirt, it would be sealed. You can't open it to begin with on Shabbos, says Rashi. Lechatchila, the hashta avid leimana. You've made it into a kli. Before, it wasn't wearable. Why wasn't it wearable? Because in the olden days, the brand new shirts were sealed. So you can't put a shirt on. It doesn't have any way to put your neck. It's not a shirt. So by you doing that, you've made it into a shirt. Right? You're not allowed to put the stuffing back into a pillow. on Yontif, Fein Tzorach Lor B'Shabbos, and for sure not on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. Lo Kasha. So we're going to get back to the shirt, but now with the Kasha on the pillow. He said it's Mutter, and his bride says not Mutter. Lo Kasha. Ha, B'Charati. When is it Usher with a brand new pillow? By you putting in the stuffing, you're creating the pillow. Ha, when is it Mutter Batiki? That's an old pillow. It's already a pillow. The stuffing falls out. So by putting the stuffing back in, you're not creating a kli. It's already a kli. Just what? It has a leak from the stuffing. So you put the stuffing back in. That's not a problem. Okay? Tadirami hachi. Ain't no stinus amochi lo toch hakar, lo toch haketzes, biyantiv, vein tzorach lomar b'shabbos. Nashru, if it fell out, machzirin v'so b'shabbos. It's an old pillow. The stuffing fell out. That's no problem. You can put it back. Vein tzorach lomar b'yantiv. And I'll tell you that yantiv, you can do it also. Okay? Good? Here we get to major, major Shabbos topic number one. Ready? I said there were two today. Here's number one. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Haposeach beis hatzavar b'Shabbos. If you open up a shirt on Shabbos, again, the shirts came sealed. So you open up that seal on Shabbos, chayiv chatos. You're chayiv chatos. Why are you chayiv chatos? What did you do wrong? This is one of two choices. Either makeh b'patish, or what?
Korea,
or you rip. Right? Either one of those two. Says Rashi. Chayev chatas, dahashta kamashavi leimana. Because now, Rashi says, you've made it into a kli. Now you've made it into a kli. V'chayev mishum makeh b'patish. He can't be more clear. You're chayev for makeh b'patish, v'hainu gemar malacha. That is a gemar malacha. Okay? Now, the Rambam says, if you do this, he doesn't say what you're chayav for, but it's in the parsha, it's in these halachas of Korea. So the Chazon Ish says, it can't be, the Rambam agrees with Rashi, it can't be, what's he doing in Korea? So Rambam said, it's clear from the Rambam, that you're chayav for Korea. Why didn't Rashi say you're chayav for Korea? Why didn't Rashi say you're chayav for Korea? Right, the Rambam says you're chayav for Korea, right? Right? Why not? So the Ramban says, the reason why Rashi didn't say chayef for Korea is because Korea, you're only chayef if it's Korea amanas litvar. You rip on the condition to resew. And here, you're not ripping on the condition to resew. Everybody jumps on the Ramban and says, wait a minute. The Gemara says that if somebody rips his shirt because he's angry, or if somebody rips his shirt because he heard a relative died, you're chayef. You're chayiv, and that's not almanas litvar. What's the difference?
The end result is once you open it, it's done.
Mati's saying excellent. So here's excellent point. That's exactly basically the answer. That's the answer.
Why is Mata?
Oh no, Rashi doesn't take Korea.
I know, but
here's the kasha on the Rambam, the kasha on the Rambam now. Why is this? I'm sorry, it's not a kasha of the Rambam. The Rambam's going to have a problem with the next line of the Gemara. Rashi said it's not Korea. Why not? Because Korea has to be almanas litvar. Wait a minute. But then what about ripping in anger? So almanas litvar doesn't mean only almanas to resew it. It means any constructive purpose. Right? Anytime you do something constructive, I'm chayev for Korea. Right? It could be almanas litvar. It could be because I'm letting go steam. It could be because I'm in a veilus now. Anytime you do something where you get some kind of tikkun out of it, right? Like almanas litvar. No, we're going to see in a minute. However, you hear that? Therefore, it's not a problem. Now, what about over here? So comes along the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Brura, and he says, over here, so then what about this? So why isn't this Korea? Right? So the Bir Halacha says an unbelievable Vard, so true, even though Ramosha has a different take on it, but Bir Halacha says like this, he says, when you do Korea, the only time you're going to be over on Korea, according to Rashi, is there also has to be a Kilkel. There has to be a Kilkel. There has to be something, Korea means to rip.
So there has to be a negativity and plus a tikkun. For example, I'm angry. So I ripped my shirt. Is my shirt ripped? Yes. But I let off steam. That's an isser.
Oh, so
I ripped because I want to resell. So did I rip? What? Yes, I did rip. What's the tikkun? I want to resell. That's a problem. I ripped, but I'm unavailable. So I ripped, I did a ripping, and I got a tikkun out of it. What's my tikkun? That I'm unavailable. Here, you're opening up the shirt. Did you rip? Yes. What's the tikkun? There is no tikkun. Knock away the shirt. That's not a tikkun. That's not a tikkun because it's not that's not a tikkun. Tikkun is another. You hear what he's saying? What you said?
But there is a tikkun.
No. What?
There is a tikkun. Knock away the shirt.
But that's all there is. There's no korea. There's no damage. There's no damage. Korea means to rip. There has to be damage. So the kasha is. But every malacha has to have a tikkun, right? There's damage plus a tikkun. Here, there's only damage. I'm sorry. Here, there's no damage. I want it to be this way. It has to be this way. There's no. You hear the word? That's the whole intent of it. There's no damage. So therefore, all the things now, a board game. Can you rip open a board game? It's sealed in that plastic. Right? I don't know if that's usher. On Shabbos. Why is that different than opening a shirt? You hear what I'm saying? There's no damage. That's supposed to be that way. The shirt comes, he's supposed to rip it open. There's no damage. Korea means it has to be damage. It has to be damage. It has to be some positive tikkun. Whether it's because you're angry, letting off steam, whatever it is. I'm not lit for. There has to be some massive yisod here in what Korea is all about. I mean, it's one of the top five malachas that we can deal with on a daily Shabbos. Right, opening up the package of napkins. So we all do that. What's the heter for that? So it's because of food. What kind of heter is that? It's not a food heter on Shabbos, right? What's the heter? This is no damage. This is no damage. It's supposed to be open. Now, can you take that? How far can you take that? Right.
Provided it doesn't go into another.
Oh. Right? So you hear the unbelievable you throw it over here. Now Rashi just says it's not going to be patish. What does Rashi hold?
The patish makes more sense.
What? Right. So it doesn't make more sense? What about Korea? Yeah. But here your mama's ripping. The answer is, this is no damage. Says Rashi, I'm not saying it's Korea. There's no damage over here.
What about when clothing has nails on?
So that's a whole separate story. It's a whole separate discussion. You're allowed to take that off.
You can even sit with the scissors.
Remember, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber says, don't publicize it because the people are going to make a mistake. People are not going to be, he quotes it, they read it in there. Yeah. He even says you can even rip, sometimes like boots. They come with that hard plastic connecting them. Not like a string.
Yeah, like a...
That you cannot rip that with your hands unless it's like super strong.
Right.
You really need a scissors. Even that he says you can cut. Yeah. Read what he says. Why? You have the whole, because it's kilkel, it's based on this idea.
Right,
it's based on all this idea. There's no damage. It's supposed to be that way. It's unbelievable you sow. Mr. Bricker, unbelievable. Right? The whole, sometimes, we get up in the morning and you practice Shabbos. We're learning here the fundamentals. I can't paskin. I'm learning the fundamentals, I can read the same Ruby as you, but these are the fundamentals of what Shabbos is all about. Next fundamentals. Maslow of Kahana, wait a minute. Ma ben zeh l'magufat ha-chavis. Why is this different than the top of a barrel? What's that about? Top of a barrel? Says Rashi. D'tanya b'perek chavis shenishbura. Like we're going to learn on daf kuf mem vav. Maybe adam chavis. You can bring a barrel that's sealed. Umatiz et rosha. And you can slice off the top. B'sayif with a sword. Umenicha l'fnei archim. And you can give it in front of the guests. What's the problem with that? Right? So the Gemara answers, so how come a shirt I'm not allowed to open, but the barrel I am allowed to open? What's the difference? Amalei, Rava, no. Zeh chibur, v'zeh eino chibur. One is sealed, and one is not sealed with its own material. Look at the next Rashi. It's really the same Rashi. Third line of Rashi. Megufa, a barrel. The seal of the barrel. Ain't a minachavis atmo. It's not part of the barrel. It's not part of the barrel. Af al pisha devuka bo, even though it's attached to the barrel, eino choshuv chibur. It's not considered a chibur. It's not considered a connection. Why not? Shahare lit li natel omedet. It's made to be opened. That's what sealed barrels are for. They're made to be opened. Aval habeged, but a garment, even though it's made to be opened, because you can't wear it without it. It's made to be opened. Nevertheless, kisha anerad, once you sew it shut, kulo chibur, it's shut. So what's Rashi saying? Which Tosfos doesn't like anyway. What's Rashi saying? Rashi saying that if the barrel or the thing of yogurt, right, or all these things, the cap of yogurt, are made to be opened, then you're allowed to open it on Shabbos. Which is why I don't think anybody doesn't open yogurt on Shabbos. Why? What? Why not? Like, what would be the issue? You're making a kli. It's already a kli. Just what? You sealed it. Why? Because you can't ship and you can't buy open bottles of yogurt. Just like you don't get open bottles of barrels of wine, whatever it is. It's not a problem.
Cans of soda or something.
Those are all different problems because this is the makar of the shiloh with the bottle caps. The problem with the bottle caps is that when you open the bottle cap, you've created a new kli. That's the problem. There's two problems. Number one, you've created a new kli. Okay? Especially if the thing has that ring. But now I saw that Rishon Zalman said that there's a chilek between metal bottle caps and plastic bottle caps. Because he says metal bottle caps, as Rishon Zalman said, which is why the kedem no longer has metal caps. They're all plastic now. They used to have metal years ago. Apparently, when the metal bottle cap is put on, the sealing is done in a different way. So when you take it off and leave the ring there, you've made a new kli. Apparently the plastic ones are made differently, so you're not making a new kli. A plastic bottle cap is no different than a yogurt cover. It's already a kli. All you're doing is opening it. The ring comes off. So they say the ring was there from before and it just doesn't really seal it tight. Somehow there's a chiluk. What exactly, I'm not sure what the chiluk is, but I saw that Shlomo Zalman says in here, and I saw it in another sefer, on the Aruch HaShabbos said that also. But for example, a bottle of beer that has that what's that called, a flat top? That's not a problem on Shabbos. You can open that on Shabbos. Why? Because it's not connected that tight, and it's made to be opened. That's exactly what Rashi just said. It's made to be opened. Right? Okay, it's the second major huge topic on Shabbos. By the way, Rav Schechter said once, I listened to one of his shiurs, he said that Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a lot of tshuvas, right? A lot of tshuvas. The longest tshuva he ever wrote was about opening bottles on Shabbos. Goes on for pages and pages. He dealt with life and death, unbelievable issues. This was the longest tshuva he ever wrote. It was about opening bottles on Shabbos. Now, what exactly he said, I don't even know. I don't show you how he was such a, you know, to get to the truth. It doesn't matter what the issue's about. It's an issue of, it could be an issue, potential issue of Issa Daraisa, right? But in the grand scheme of things, we would not make opening bottles on Shabbos one of the top 10. Do people ask that on a Shidduch? Do you open bottles on Shabbos? That's a question. You wouldn't think that, but that's the longest. The longest issue that he dealt with was about opening bottles on Shabbos. It's an amazing idea. Think about that. Okay, next. Rami Lay Rav Yirmiyah L'Rav Zera. Tanan. We learned like this. A shalal shel kovsin. So when you go to the dry cleaner, you go to the laundromat, and you had three shirts. So they would connect the three shirts with a string that they would be tied, that would be sewn together. That's called a shalal shel kovsin. Or shalshalas shel maftechos. Or a key ring. Same idea. They would somehow the ring would connect all the keys. Va'beged shu tafer b'klayim. And a beged that is connected, that is sewn together and it's klayim in it. So chibur l'tuma, it's connected regarding tuma. In other words, if one gets tame, they're all tame. They're considered connected. Ad she'aska lahatir, until you start undoing it. Until you start undoing it. Alma, what do you see? Shelo b'shas malacha, nami chibur. Even if it's not during the malacha. In other words, it's sitting in my closet. It's been laundered already. It's sitting in my closet, and a sheretz falls on one of the shirts, it asers all three shirts. It makes them all tummy. Verminu. But that contradicts the following story. Makal shasa yad. Makal, you have a stick. Shasa yad lekardom. And you attach to the stick a handle or some kind of element to use to bang away. So chibur l'tuma, if it becomes connected regarding tuma, bishas malacha. Only while you're using it for whatever you attach it for. You want to cut, I don't know, you want to bang away at your sukkah, whatever it is. But bishas malacha in, shlo bishas malacha lo. But when it's not shas malacha, it would not become tameh. That contradicts the story of the shirt connected by a string, which even shlo bishas malacha with a can become tameh. So amalei, the answer is, no. Hasam, over there, bishas malacha, adam asur lazarka, I'm sorry, shlo bishas malacha, adam asur lazarka, bein eitim. Yeah, when it's not the malacha's time, you'll unconnect it. You'll detach it. Hacha, but over here, by the case of the string connecting the shirts, shlo bishas malacha nami nichalei. Even when it's not the malacha, you still like the fact that they're connected. Why? Dimitanfi hadimachavalahu. Because if they get dirty, they're already connected. They can go right back to the cleaners. So it's better if you like the fact that they're connected. It's better for you. So if that's the case, then it's going to become tummy no matter what. But the other case, the guy with the stick and the addition, when it's not the malacha, he doesn't want it there. So therefore, he takes it off right away. Therefore, they're not connected. Only b'shas malacha, they're considered connected. Besura masni la lahashmaitza mishmeid rav chitza, pumpaditha masni mishmeid rav kahana, famila mishmeid rava, man tana hamilsa. Who said the following? Dharma bottom, kala machubar lo, harehu kumohu. If it's attached, it's considered attached for all things. Samravirmi, amarav, remer he, it's remer. Ditnan, beis hapach, if you have a beis hapach is a, what's a beis hapach? It's a kli that you put the oil in. Or beit hatavlin, or a spice rack, or beit haner, or a place to hold the candle, shebekira, on an oven, so they have a picture of it here. You have an oven, and imagine, attached to the side of the oven is a holder, and you can put spices in the holder, you can put an air in the holder. So you have a bunch of these holders attached, so they're attached to the side of the oven, and they have holders, basically, see the holders? And you can put whatever you want in the holder. So, mitam and b'maga, they become tamei if something touches them. V'ena mitam ba'avir, but they will not become mitamei in the airspace. Divrei Reb Meir. Now the oven itself will become tamei in the airspace, assuming it's made out of kli cheretz. What does that mean? That means someone takes a sheretz, sticks it in the airspace of the oven. Doesn't touch the oven. Doesn't matter. The oven becomes tamei. What about these additions that are hanging onto the sides of the oven, attached to the sides?
No.
Right? But if it touched the oven, then yeah. So Rav Shimon Tar. Rav Shimon says the whole thing is tar. Okay?
What, the oven or the other
things?
The other things.
Right? Now, Bishlam, Rav Shimon, sure makes much more sense. Why? Because every hold, lav kikira dama. Those additions are not part of the oven. El Rav Meir, and he loved kikira dami. I feel maga nami lo litmo. So, according to Meir, what's the difference? Yes, attached the whole chiluk, right? You hear that? So laolam really loves kikira dami. Really, it's not part of the oven. Why? Because they're attached. Rabbanon who did gazrabahu. The Rabbanon made xera. E gazrabahu. Then I feel ba'avir nami litmo. Then why not even in the avir? So the Gemara answers, Avdubu Rabbanan Hekeira, Rabbanan made a hecker, Kihechi de l'asi l'masri f'alehe truma v'kachim. So you shouldn't think you have to burn truma and kachim. We had this idea already once before, right? They didn't want to make it mamish into a kira, because it's really not a kira. But it's so similar, it's so attached, you might make a mistake. So they made a chiluk. If the sheretz touches the oven, then they're tamei. If it's in the avir, they're not. Then you'll know that the tumah is only a tumah de rabbanan, and if any truma touches it, it doesn't have to get burnt. Why? Because it's only a tumah de rabbanan. Okay, that's the hecker that they made. Next, tana rabbanan, masporet shel prakim, two parts of a scissors that got disconnected, the zemel shariatni, or the it's a plane. How do you say plane in English? It's called a plane.
Carpenter's
plane. A carpenter's plane. Chibur l'tuma. So a scissor is really two pieces of metal that are connected. So or and a this izemel shiritni has a handle and a metal piece to it, right? To smooth down things or to right. So they're really made out of, the bottom of these things are made out of two pieces. So the halach is like this. Chibur l'tuma, they're considered connected regarding tuma. What does that mean? That means if the sharit touches one half of the scissors, the other half also becomes tame. But they ain't chibur l'hazah. But they're not connected regarding hazah, which means if a dead body falls on one half of the scissors, the whole scissors becomes tamenes. But if you sprinkle only on one half of the scissors, it doesn't matter the other half of the scissors. They're not connected regarding sprinkling. Each half of the scissors must get hit by the water. What's the difference? Man of Shach, what's the difference? E chibur hu afil hazah nami, and he love chibur afil hazah nami lo. If yeah, if not, right? All right, the answer is going to take too long. Not too long, I just want to go over. So we'll stop right here, and tomorrow we'll do the answer. Okay? We'll stop here. Everybody have a good day. We'll resume tomorrow.